This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a rare sighting in Washington, D.C., the compromise that could keep the federal government from shutting down again next year while stopping some of the automatic sequester cuts to education and the military. The deal pays for this in various ways, including hikes in fees, such as the security surcharge on airline tickets. Some retired military personnel will get lower cost of living adjustments, and new hires on the civilian side will pay more toward their own retirement. The agency that backs up private pension funds is called the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And it covers the retirements of about 44 million people. The agency has run into deficits for years, currently $36 billion, and the current deal tries to address that problem, Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is like a national insurance company for private pension plans. When companies go bankrupt and they can't make good on their pension obligations, the PBGC steps in. The proposed budget deal is supposed to raise $8 billion for the PBGC. Olivia Mitchell runs the Pension Research Council and teaches at the Wharton School of Business. She says the agency's current $36 billion deficit isn't even the whole problem. The PBGC thinks a lot more of its customers could go bankrupt in coming years.
The possible overhang might be on the order of $300 billion.
So if we think of PBGC like a health insurance company, it's one where all the customers are old and sick. It only serves companies with old school plans that guarantee specific income levels for retirees, and young healthy companies aren't setting those up. She says the question isn't if the PBGC will go broke, it's when.
But many of us retirees will probably still be around after 10 or 12 years. So it's a very dire circumstance.
But hey, at least for now, there's a budget deal. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.